Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that's been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Thomas.
Nicholas.
And I'm Christopher.
I guess I should be KJ-us. Today's... Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured on one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail, so you can play along from home. But if you're more of a visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you will be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everybody ready for the first reveal?
Ready, Zara? Ready?
Yep.
As I can't speak. Yes.
Well, let's go.
Go for it. Ooh. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Okay, before Tom blurts out the answer, There's a lot of earthy tones on this one.
Yeah, I'll say that again. Definitely earthy. Definitely reds, has a gradation browns of dark to light from bottom to top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a very autumnal scene, audience.
Autumnal. Oh, so Tom, for people like me, this is the first time they're encountering the word autumnal. What is autumnal?
Related to autumn.
So a couple weeks ago we had sanguine, now we have autumnal.
Autumnal. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to use it.
Okay.
I'm gonna feel autumnal and see what I can do.
Audience, definitely... we're recording in October, so KJ has a lot of opportunity to exercise his new lexicon.
Definitely a good concentration of burnt umber circles there towards the bottom left. That's
Ooh, burnt umber. Oh, that sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Well, I was going to say blood orange, which may be more delicious.
Oh, I know. Oh, audience, we are salivating at this poster. You want to know what it is?
Yes. I definitely know what it is, Tom.
I think I have a good guess, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nick, what's your guess?
Well, Tom knows it, so maybe I should just let him.
Yeah, I'll just tell you.
All right, Tom, are you sure, Nick? Nick, do you know it?
I have a good guess.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll do it. The suspense is killing all of us,
sure. The audience is going nuts right now, guys. This is great.
The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, 1948.
Ooh, very good guess. I'm going to say American Graffiti.
Chris, any guesses?
I'll go Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
We have definitely done that.
I'm sure we will. Like, everyone that Chris mentioned is a movie we eventually will see.
If you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, you will have realized that I just guess all the movies that these guys have never watched. Not that they've never watched it.
There is also a list that Chris is refusing to look at.
You're correct. I refuse the help of their list.
The list is like 120-something movies that we actually have talked about on the show.
All right, nobody got it on the first reveal, so we're moving on to the second reveal.
Still a lot of those autumnal colors.
It's very autumnal.
There's definitely a new whiter section down the bottom right-hand corner, though. It's still gradated from dark to light, from bottom to top. Definitely lots of brownish colors up to like pastelish autumnal colors. But then there's definitely like a section at the bottom that's now popped up with some contrasting light.
Scrolling.
I think that bottom right is going to turn into text. That white there.
I think maybe like credits, you think?
Yeah, I think that's going to turn into some kind of text.
I have a guess.
I too have a guess.
I have a guess, and I can explain my guess.
I'm just going to blurt out my guess.
Yeah, let's blurt explanation. It. Yeah.
Blurt. Blurt.
Okay. Chinatown.
It's a good guess.
Incorrect, but good guess.
Chris, do you have a guess?
There's another movie that I hope that you guys have actually watched, but you probably haven't. I'm going to say Goonies.
Oh, it's a great guess.
We have definitely watched that movie.
That was one that I would have picked.
I have actually
will at some point.
Never have seen Goonies. I have not.
Goonies never say die, Tom.
Yeah, Goonies never say die, Tom.
Oh, okay. I guess it's a reference to the movie.
Except
this,
for Thanos.
This was like my first 30 years people quoting Sandlot and me being mystified by it. My guess is Halloween. the OG.
The reason I said Goonies is that Goonies definitely has like a brown background to it, and they're swinging on a rope, which could be what's that light color in the center, but obviously it's not the Goonies.
I think the light color at the bottom right is a knife.
Oh, I thought it was text.
It looks very sharp.
Very sharp text, audience. Very knife-like. It's audible. What's the word again? Autumnal.
Autumnal. Download as many books as you'd like.
Yes. But if you'd like to sign up for Audible, you get your first month free and $14.99 for every month after.
But we don't have a coupon code yet.
Yeah, so that's just another one you like. It's just the normal price, you know?
All right, moving on to reveal three.
Oh, right.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's definitely that movie that you were thinking about.
I definitely know what it is. With 100% certainty.
Oh, I know what it is, too. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, no, I'm not even joking.
Okay, now I got swept up in all this.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Reveal three clue.
Yes, please.
It's hard to say. There's definitely one person, and then there's a picture of another person. I don't know how we want to count that. So two people in this poster, but one's a picture of that person.
So I have a pretty good guess. But audience, there is a lot. Our autumnal theme has remained. However, I would say it looks kind of like a body with a head, almost with ears. And there's still that kind of splotch of white in the bottom right-hand side of the picture.
I have a guess, but I'm not confident, and I'm sure they got it.
All right, Nick, what's your guess?
Videodrome.
So this is one we just saw relatively recently, if I'm not correct, within the last 6 months. And it was animated.
I have the same thing, I think.
Okay.
Ooh, so what's your guys' guess?
Well, let's see if we can get Nick there. So this was an animated one. It was by Pixar, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character was a small female. I guess she was probably like middle school age, maybe high school aged.
And yeah, it takes place where your in-laws are from.
It does?
Yeah, where a lot of your in-laws, not all your in-laws.
Did
but
I
a lot
see
of
this movie?
I don't know. No, you didn't. So good luck.
You definitely saw this movie.
So the main thing that's on this poster is an animal.
Did we really see this movie?
An autumnal animal.
The main thing on this poster is a red panda.
I did not see this one. I don't even know the name of it. It's the one where the girl turns into a red panda.
Yeah, so the poster's turning red, and it's that the girl turns into a panda at
red panda,
and the red the autumnal colors definitely stayed throughout because it's very very red and orange and burnt umber.
Yes, the panda's prominent.
Do you know what I actually saw? Like in some of the earlier iterations of this, I saw like a orangish red. Like Punisher logo. it looked like a skeleton.
Big centralized face. Yeah, I could see that.
And it was round on top, and then that shape on the bottom. I was like, we did not see anything like that.
a little less furry, and you got the Punisher. Yeah, I see it.
The Punisher is a great fall time movie.
It's very autumnal.
Just get some cider ready and watch The Punisher.
So this is an example of where the title is in the bottom. I think that was a question that came up a couple weeks ago.
Well,
so.
That was the one thing I kept bringing up that I thought that bottom corner was going to be text. So I got that right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. I thought that was going to be the blade of the knife, like the shiny part of the knife for Michael Myers is holding.
I was trying to figure out why you see knives in all these posters, but it makes a lot more sense if it's a Halloween theme, not just you see knives.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I'm not that disturbed.
Well, it could have been, if we watched some of the other not so good Halloweens, I would have thought it could have been Halloween because there were some that have like pumpkin heads on it, like jack-o'-lanterns. And there was a big rounded orange color for most of this, so but I know we didn't see those ones.
The Rob Zombie Halloween was very orange, but the John Carpenter one that we watched was like it did have a pumpkin on it, but it was almost entirely black.
Not as autumnal.
Yeah.
Not as autumnal. a section of autumnalness, but not, you know, not throughout.
Mm-hmm. Not throughout. Yeah.
It was Sprungrel. Is that the?
Oh boy.
Is Sprungrel not the other?
Does that stand for sporadic autumnal?
No, it's the spring. That's Sprungrel.
What? That's not how words work.
And this episode is over.
I can tell you one thing. Nick did not watch this film.
Definitely did not watch this film. Congrats to Chris and Tom for being able to identify this autumnal movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below right here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,